Now read the instructions and the exercises for task two. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll talk about my home country, Australia. Most overseas visitors to Australia find it an interesting place because we are friendly and open to foreigners and other cultures. Like Germans, Australians also wear sneakers and eat takeaways. But the Australian accent is different from the one German students learn at school. You might see kangaroos hopping through the bush, hear someone say, "G'day, mate," in a ticket window, and find out that Australians drive on the left side of the road. You might also see Aboriginal dot paintings in a museum, watch the Australian ballet perform, or view a game of Aussie rules football. Australia is a sunny, wide-open place with beautiful beaches and mountains, rainforests and deserts. It's also one of the most urbanised countries in the world, which means that most people live in cities. My home is the world's largest island and its smallest continent. It's also the only continent made up of a single country. People sometimes call Australia the land down under because it lies completely in the southern hemisphere, down under the equator. Australia is the sixth largest country in the world at 7.72 million square kilometres. That's almost the same size as the US without Alaska or Hawaii, and 22 times larger than Germany. It was one of the earliest lands formed on Earth. Nature has had a lot of time to change the landscape. Today, Australia is the lowest and flattest of the continents. Since it has been separated from other continents for millions of years, Australian animals and plants are special and very unique. Many animal species are native only to Australia. You probably know some of them. The unusual ones like the platypus, the kangaroo, the koala, and the Tasmanian devil. Australians think of the kangaroo as their national animal, but there are also some dangerous ones like spiders and snakes that can easily kill people. Anyway, I hope you'll visit me someday in the beautiful land down under. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll talk about my home country, Australia. Most overseas visitors to Australia find it an interesting place because we are friendly and open to foreigners and other cultures. Like Germans, Australians also wear sneakers and eat takeaways. But the Australian accent is different from the one German students learn at school. You might see kangaroos hopping through the bush, hear someone say, "G'day, mate," in a ticket window, and find out that Australians drive on the left side of the road. You might also see Aboriginal dot paintings in a museum, watch the Australian ballet perform, or view a game of Aussie rules football. Australia is a sunny, wide-open place with beautiful beaches and mountains, rainforests and deserts. It's also one of the most urbanised countries in the world, which means that most people live in cities. My home is the world's largest island and its smallest continent. It's also the only continent made up of a single country. People sometimes call Australia the land down under because it lies completely in the southern hemisphere, down under the equator. Australia is the sixth largest country in the world at 7.72 million square kilometres. That's almost the same size as the US, without Alaska or Hawaii, and 22 times larger than Germany. It was one of the earliest lands formed on Earth. Nature has had a lot of time to change the landscape. Today, Australia is the lowest and flattest of the continents. Since it has been separated from other continents for millions of years, Australian animals and plants are special and very unique. Many animal species are native only to Australia. You probably know some of them. The unusual ones like the platypus, the kangaroo, the koala, and the Tasmanian devil. Australians think of the kangaroo as their national animal. But there are also some dangerous ones, like spiders and snakes, that can easily kill people. Anyway, I hope you'll visit me someday in the beautiful land down under.
This is the end of the task.